This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Really having fun with the music today. No, not stay away. Needham in Philadelphia. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Micah Parsons. Would you want him on the Eagles? I would. I want the Eagles to make the call and try to trade for Parsons before the Cowboys re-sign him. They are a mess. Get him to Philadelphia. I think he could thrive. And with Jalen Carter, what a duo. Hugh doesn't want him. Kyle doesn't. A lot of people are with those guys. Where do you come down? 215-592-949 for your reaction to Bryce Harper saying in a Q&A with the Inquirer that the Phillies were outcoached in the Arizona series and in the Mets series last year. Your take on that. And, of course, we'll give you a matchup in the bracket of Hughes as we will eventually crown a champion. I can't wait to see who the top Hugh is of all the Hughes that we've gotten to know over the past couple years. But Hugh, before we go back to the phones, there are other options not named Micah Parsons if the Eagles still did want to bring in a guy with a track record on the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
One name that popped up a couple days ago, a report that the Jacksonville Jaguars would listen to offers on recent, I was going to say former, but it's not even that long ago, number one overall pick, Trayvon Walker. Of course, you, Trayvon, much like Jalen Carter and Azeez Ojulari and Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean and Keeley, he's a dog. He played at the University of Georgia on that great defense. Hugh, what do you think? The Jaguars have a new GM, so he didn't draft this guy.
He's a weirdo, man.
Well, the new GM and the coach, they're kind of bizarre.
What do you say, Duval? Oh,
that's the coach, yeah.
The GM looks like he's 10.
He does. What's his name, Gladstone or something?
Yeah.
So they don't have ties to this guy. They have to make a decision whether they pay him or not. What do you think? Trayvon Walker, who just a few years ago was the number one overall pick. You win?
You know, that's interesting because initially I was like, okay. I mean, I think he has the athletic ability to play that position. He's a little bit bigger than the defensive ends that we have, though.
Yeah, to me, he's kind of...
He's like a D-tackle, kind of.
He could play in, out, stand up. I kind of look at his versatility like a young BG, because BG played inside, outside.
If I'm not mistaken, he's a pretty big dude.
6'5", yeah, 270.
He's a big dude. Yeah. Well, that's prototypical for defensive ends. But we trend more on the smaller side as far as those outside linebackers and stuff go. Who was that? Sweat. Josh was a little bit of an outlier as far as
now,
that's concerned.
Yeah, they lost Sweat, and he's more in the Sweat mold.
He was more of that. I can see that, and they play the same position.
Yeah, Sweat, 6'5", 265.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they body the type.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a Sweat.
Yeah. I can see that.
So first
but
year,
you got to pay him, though.
Well, you have to trade for him and then pay him. So first year in the league, he only had 3.5 sacks, and people started saying they made the wrong pick.
See, that's what I remember about him. He had that many first year.
Because Hutchinson was the second pick, right? And Hutchinson's a better player. But 2 years ago, he had 10 sacks. This past year, he had 10 and a half sacks. He's only 24 years old.
Fits the mold of what they want to do.
It's all his teammates here, right? There's a meme I saw the other day with like that Georgia defense from 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Kobe and Ringo, all these guys. And they all have an Eagles helmet over the player on the field in the picture. They're all, I think it would fit perfectly. They're all here. Now, I don't know what it would cost. I'm not sure what they're asking for. It's an alternative to this conversation of the Parsons thing, but I keep an eye on that because Howie has just been in love with all those Georgia players. We'll see where this goes if they actually trade him. The other name that we're monitoring here is the Trey Hendrickson situation, because here the Bengals did pay both wide receivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They paid T, they paid Jamar. It seems like they're taking the pressure from Joe Burrow and using the money and not holding on to it right now because Burrow's putting the pressure on them. If the price drops on Hendrickson, I still have my eye on that one. If the price drops,
yeah, and that's he fits two knees, defensive end, and he's a veteran.
Yep. Now he's older, obviously compared to Trayvon or Micah and all that, and he does want to get paid. But if that drops to just a second round pick, that's certainly part of the equation here. But I think the Trayvon Walker thing is one to keep an eye on. He really fits the Howie mold, and he's got all the Georgia players anyway. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones here. You can react to all of this with us. Jay in Philly is on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Jay. What's up?
Yeah, so, man, you messed me up with Walker being available. I would say bring in Micah because, look, man, the dude, he made podcasts, but he's never been in any trouble. You don't hear about him in clubs or things like that. So the character, I'm all right with it. He's just a today type of dude, man. He wants to podcast. I'm okay with that because I believe
he has been in trouble though.
So he did have an incident in college. I don't remember anything in the NFL. So Jay, my thing is this: he's a goofball. He's immature. I think he could be growing up, and he grows up here in an Eagles uniform.
Absolutely, man. Look, man, we drafted Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter fell to us because of what? An incident in college.
Absolutely.
So we can't judge it. Can't judge a man off of who he was, man, in college. Come on. So talent-wise and our culture, I believe in our culture.
I do, Jay. See, there you go. Finally, someone willing to say they believe in the Eagles' culture to fit him in. Jay, are you ready for a matchup of Hughes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you got it. You got a big one, Jay. You got a lot on this bracket is riding on your decision here. Let's go to the 5-12 matchup. Let's go to the 5-seed Dump Button Douglas. We remember him from the whole Hassan Reddick, Bryce Huff situation.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on 4 of the freaking football teams?
All right, 5-seed Dump Button Douglas, and then the 12-seed with an upset in mind, Giggles Douglas.
No.
It's a day for drops, huh?
Yeah, it is. Jay, who you going with? Dump Button or Giggles Douglas?
It's no upset today, man. It's no upset today, man. We moving on with Drop Button, man.
Dump Button, there we go. Douglas, Jay, you got it, buddy. Good phone call. I am glad Dump Button won. You know why?
Why?
Well, Dump Button he's been part of the show more and more lately because, as you say, you've gotten too comfortable.
Gotten way too comfortable.
We had Dump Button Hugh at the parade. We had Dump Button Hugh on the Hassan Reddick situation.
Well, it's just the potty. Well, because sometimes, cuss words kind of liven up, what you're saying. It kind of adds a little spice.
But there is the FCC situation.
Yeah, that FCC thing, and then Yad coming
damn
in.
Damn FCC.
Yeah, they messing up things for me.
They get in the way. Let's go to Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob? Rob, going once, going twice. Rob,
attaboy, Rob,
back on hold, and we got ourselves Kevin in Delaware. Hey, Kevin.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. What's up, buddy?
I'm hearing you guys talking about Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. And would he be a good fit? What would he cost? Well, what about bringing somebody out of college that's a fresh slab of clay, Abdul Carter? Howie's got 20-some picks next couple of years. Could Dick do something with fresh meat?
So, listen, Kevin, if they could get Abdul Carter, I'm obviously in. Because the ironic thing is every time I've seen a comparison of who Abdul Carter's going to be, all I keep seeing is he's going to be Micah Parsons, right? He plays like him, same number, same size, same, all that. I I don't know if they can get up to that pick. I mean, those teams typically don't want to trade out. If you have a chance to draft Abdul Carter and you have the second or third pick, you're just going to take him. But yeah, sure, Kevin. I mean, if they could get Abdul Carter, I'm in. Would you want Parsons, though? Yes or no?
No, I'd rather not, because he could be bringing all kinds of things he thinks he knows. Would he be able to change his style of play to fit what we have in Philly? As opposed to if you get Carter, you know, depending on what picks it would cost you, he's coming in fresh. Like I said, a fresh piece of clay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, he would be. Yeah, I mean, I we're making it out to be like Micah's this me guy. Oh, the Dallas defense sucked, and he got there, and all they've been is good since he got there. I think we're hard on him because we don't like him. But Kevin, are you ready?
It's that Dallas hate run.
It is. It is. Kevin, you ready for a Hugh matchup?
Certainly.
All right, here we go. All right, let's move over to the bottom right of the bracket. We got some good ones here. All right. 7-10 matchup. Twitter fingers Douglas, who gets himself in some battles on Twitter sometimes, versus Hick Hugh, who just wants to sit out there and be a hick in the countryside. What do you got for us, Twitter fingers or Hick Douglas?
Hugh's good prospect. I'd say Hick Hugh.
Wow, Hick Hugh moves on. Twitter fingers out early.
That's an upset, right,
Kevin?
There.
We appreciate the phone call.
Back hillbilly in the building.
Hillbilly Hugh. Who do you like better of your personas? Hillbilly Hugh.
I like hillbilly Hugh. Yeah. Like people don't get that though. That people get mad because
why? Because you want to be hillbilly?
Well, I'm a little bit of a homebody too, mm-hmm. And you know people get mad about that because I could like once I hit the door, if it's nothing that I have to go to. I could stay out. I could stay home. I can stay at home.
Yeah, that's you. You could do that.
I don't have, like, I got enough bourbon to last me. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't need to be out and about.
No, not nowadays.
But I do once in a while. Not too much, because we don't want you to get in trouble. Twitter fingers Douglas is really, when he arrives, it's
people,
a lot.
But you know what's funny? Nobody's bothered me lately. No. Because I get, you know. You mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Twitter fingers Douglas in its prime is a tough beat.
Yeah.
But, you know, right, it cools off sometimes. They're streaky. The
it's probably better that we don't see him very often, yeah, just for everybody. Yeah.
It's an inconsistent performance.
Yeah, all the time.
That's good. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew. What's going on? Happy Friday, everybody.
Bruce, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, look, when I was listening to the show yesterday when they was going over this bracket, man, they better have Gassy Hugh in there, Gassy Hugh, and I'm just so excited.
Gassy Hugh has a real chance to make a big run.
That heel's going to stay here.
that's not Hey, look, I'm sorry for that, man. You know, whether you did it or not, man, it's just too funny to let go.
I know. I'll never be able to live that down.
Yeah, but don't do the whether he did it. I mean, we know the truth here, Bruce.
Yeah, I'll lay right.
He did it.
No, look, that's going to be endearing like a doggone Alabama chick on the last one to some doggy gonads. That ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's a hell of a description.
Wow. Yep, sure is. All right, Bruce, what are you thinking? Do you want Micah?
It's a hard no. It's a hard no. And my brother Craig, a shout out to Craig. I didn't even know he was on the line early, but he one of the good points that he brought up, along with a couple of other points. Look, why should we relieve Dallas of being in salary cap hell? Okay, they're going to be in salary cap hell, and taking them. I want them to suffer, you know. And then you know a couple of things. You know, I think it's just a character issue. Even the Cowboy fans are just fed up with his mouth on the podcast, all these other things, and then two more quick points. He's not good at stopping the run, okay? And I just don't think, just from a culture standpoint, when things go wrong compared to BG, when he had to endure the Philadelphia media, he took it like a man and moved on. I don't think he can tolerate the criticism that will come if he falls short. So those are my main points as to why he is not going to be a good fit for Philly.
I got you. And Bruce, all that stuff is fair points. I will point out, though, and I love BG, he had to grow. I mean, when he was young, you know, not that he was ever a bad character guy, because he always seemed like a good dude. But, you know, he blocked thousands of people on Twitter because he was tired of hearing nonsense. Like, sometimes you grow up and you become a better leader. You become a better, you know, athlete in person. I think he would hear, but I know I'm barking up a tree. Most people don't want to do it. All right, Bruce, you ready for a battle?
Yeah.
All right, the bracket.
I'm ready for a battle. Come
All
on,
All right,
man.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
6-11 in the bottom right of our region, the bottom right region. The sixth seed, a newcomer, conference champion Vaseline Hugh.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Versus the 11 seed, Songbird Hugh.
Living in this big blue world. I'm on the top enough.
Yo, I love the big blue world, man. Look, I was just cracking up. And it was a song that stuck in my head half the day the first time I heard it. So I'm going with the upset, man.
Songbird. Songbird yes. Hugh knocks out Vaseline Hugh.
Wow. Living in this big blue world.
So bad.
Bruce in D.C., we appreciate the phone call.
And slather Vaseline on me.
The committee has to just let the bracket be and the matchups happen. You can't root once the bracket happens, right? We did our job. I will miss Vaseline Hugh, though. I mean, there's something about that drop. Good.
And slather Vaseline on me. Y'all ain't right.
You said it.
Yeah, I did say it, though.
I mean, all this stuff is just these versions of you.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, remember when you find the photo of yourself after you got Vaselined up when you were shiny in school?
Greased up? Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, that was. All right, let's go to Tom in Holland. What's up, Tom?
Hi, Hugh.
Yo.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Listen, I heard about Micah Parsons. I would not bring him on.
How come?
Did you ever watch his last high school football game?
I did not, actually.
Okay, they played against Archbishop Wood.
Okay.
And they brought half of Western PA over, and Archbishop Wood mocked him up. And he was getting in the coaches' faces on the other side at Harrisburg. He had transferred over from Central Dolphin, and he thought he was the man in all. He was a stud running back and linebacker, but he just brings a negative aura. So if you watch that final game against Wood, you would not want him in an Eagle locker room.
Tom, we're judging him on high school behavior?
Yes.
But it continued onward to the Penn State.
How about now in the NFL where he's made all pro 4 years in a row?
Podcasting.
There's other players out there just as good.
Hold on. Tom, there's not people just as good as Micah Parsons available.
College, I mean. Yes, there
He's
are.
Not worried about you.
They're just as good as Micah Parsons?
You're right. Parsons is just an average guy.
Oh, you are nuts, Tom. Average.
Yeah. Yeah, in the league. He's not an Eagle. He doesn't have...
But hold on. That's separate. If you don't think he fits the culture, that's fine. But to call him an average player is insane.
He's a good player.
No, he's an outstanding player. He is a four-time All-Pro. He's 25.
I wouldn't want him here. I don't want him in an Eagle uniform.
That's fine. And I can't get you to budge if that's what you want. But to say he's average, Tom, he's on the path to the Hall of Fame.
He just doesn't. He's not a winner, though.
He's not a winner. So how does he win a lot of games with a bad organization? I can't reconcile this. The Cowboys are dumb. They've won a lot since he got there by accident.
I don't really follow Cowboys football, to be honest with you.
All right, but that's fine. I mean, they've usually been in the playoffs since he got there.
The one year that they were the number one seed,
they got sent home.
A few big plays every game, and that's it. But I just wouldn't want him. I just don't want him in an Eagle uniform.
I could tell, Tom. All right, Tom, you ready for the bracket of Hughes?
Okay.
All right. Where do we go for this one? All right, let's go to this one. I think it fits today. The sixth seed, Do Nothing Douglas, sit on his hands, doesn't want to make any moves. Or one of our favorites, Gap Year Hugh, when Hugh Douglas went down to Jacksonville and had his gap year.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Do Nothing or Gap Year Hugh? Who do you like better?
Do Nothing.
Hugh. Do Nothing Douglas. Well, it fits. It fits the conversation today. Do Nothing. Don't leave Michael Parsons.
I thought Tom was going to go there.
I did too. Are we really judging him on high school stuff?
Yeah.
Come on.
He was a jerk.
You're condoning this high school. You know, a lot of
did
people.
Did you see his last game versus Archbishop Wood, Joe?
I didn't.
Okay. Well,
neither
Tom
did you
did.
Or Hugh or anyone else except those people that were there.
I didn't see that one.
I have to take Tom's word for it.
That's powerful.
It's not.
That was powerful.
It's ridiculous.
Tom said, "Did you see his high school game?" I'm all for it. Like, this is where I'm torn with this. I'm not who I was in my youth.
None of us are.
Some of us.
But to invoke a high school game, that's powerful.
Well,
that's powerful.
We had a caller a few weeks ago who I think he was on the Eagles third receiver, Dotson. Remember I figured out that he was from the same town as Jahan, and maybe he knew him. Just judging by that caller and where he's from, I wonder if he has some ties to Archbishop Wood, and then he was at that game and he didn't like Micah.
Going from Archbishop Wood to an Eagles fan, having to experience going against Micah Parsons multiple times.
I sense it was personal. I sense it was beyond like he just showed up at the high school.
Well, it's
game.
All personal.
Actually, that's true. All of this is personal. He has loser tendencies that can be fixed if you get him to a great culture.
I don't think Tom saw his last game at Archbishop Wood.
Well, I guess what I saw.
He was not
impressed. I've seen 52 and a half sacks in the NFL. So that stands out a little bit more to me than the Archbishop Wood incident from whatever 8 years ago. Bill in the Northeast. What's up, Bill?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Bill. What's up?
So I was going to yell at you for bringing up something that would absolutely never happen, but Kyle said I couldn't do that.
Well, you can. I mean, you can. You're allowed.
What did I say?
Well, you say he wanted you to yell at me for something that would never happen, like bringing this up, even though it would never happen.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't necessarily say that. You just said it's not going to happen. I said that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I'll play fantasy. Like, I would want Parsons on this team, but he's got to cut ties with his brother Terrence first.
You want
to talk about an absolute loser yapping all over Twitter about Hurts? And can't keep the spit in his mouth when he's doing. What a loser that guy is.
All right, so here's Bill, I'm going to play along with you on this. So what do you mean cut ties? Like, he can't, like, bring him on his podcast and pump him up or, like, not talk to his brother?
He doesn't do that anyway. That's
so what do you mean cut ties? Brother. Like, you want him to cut off his brother?
Like, yeah, he's got to cut him off. He's got to cut him off for life.
For life or just while he's an Eagle?
Life as an Eagle, sure.
All right, listen. I mean, if that's the terms to get him here, Hugh, is that too much to ask him to cut off his brother?
That's a lot. That is a lot to cut off your brother. That is a lot.
Well, Bill, what if he doesn't do it? Then we can't have
him. Come, I guess. We just.
Yeah, well, listen, it's not my family. If he really wants to be an Eagle, he'll cut his brother off.
I guess he can still talk to his brother.
No. Bill set the line is cut off his brother while he's an Eagle. How about off season? Can they talk in the off season or just the whole time?
Just during the season.
That's easy. Just block his number for the season.
If it meant pick between him or Jalen Carter, I'm taking Carter.
Well, Carter's
but
here.
If you could keep both,
you got a lot going
on. Kyle and alleged 250 push-up man Spike.
Ooh,
I would do that.
Alleged. Hmm. So you're not buying that Spike can do the 250 push-ups?
I think he could do 250 push-ups spaced out between like 8 hours, maybe.
Can you?
I think that's what he said he does. Can you do that many push-ups?
Me, no, I can't do that.
I can't do that either. Yet. I'm not. But I don't my high horse.
What are we judging people for?
Another hot take. I would also trade AJ Brown for him straight up to cancel out the toxicity between both of them.
Well, that would be a lot.
He's saying replace one toxic player with another.
111 toxic guy with another. That now we're thinking outside the box. Bill, are you ready for a matchup of Hughes?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. It's a big one. The 4 seed, Harvard Hugh, who hits us with his Harvard studies that don't have conclusive answers. Or High Hugh, who we don't see during the week, but on the weekends if you run into him, you might see Hugh in a state where he is, well, high. High Hugh or Harvard Hugh?
I'll go Harvard Hugh.
Harvard Hugh.
Yes.
Do you ever think that Harvard Hugh would be High Hugh? Bill, good job there, buddy.
Those are very different hues, by the way.
Total opposite.
I mean, I can't see High Hugh doing Harvard studies. That doesn't feel like it would
match. It's a different. It's too much. When Hugh was high, he ain't trying to do too much thinking. He's just trying to, you know, be in the morning, in the moment. Yeah, he's just trying to be in the
moment. There's nothing like when you talk about these people as if they're not all you.
Yeah,
they're not all versions of you. Yeah, they're all different. All right, Harvard Hugh moves on. 215-592-9494. We'll hit all your phone calls. Micah Parsons, do you want him on the Eagles? I'm trying to lead everyone to get the Eagles to want Micah Parsons to get him here and trade some of these draft picks. Hugh's putting up a fight, trying to tell me he's not that great. Kyle just doesn't like him because he's a Cowboy. We can all
and the Archbishop Wood game.
And
that Archbishop
and
Wood
we found
game.
Out about the Archbishop
never
Wood
forget,
game.
That never one swayed forget me. That game, man.
Yeah.
Never forget that
if
game.
If you were there, I need to hear from you. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls. Bryce Harper, twice in an interview with the Inquirer, said the Phillies were outcoached in the postseason last year and the year before. Should he have said that? I don't think he should have, but he did. Your reaction to all this. And our first Fransky Friday of the season, Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, joins us next as we get ready for opening day next week on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.